So, well, I got up and got the bus, got somebody to bring me to Wee Beach, and I got the bus to Bluntstown. And my that time, my daughter, my little girl, was going to school in Bluntstown. Went up there, he said, y'all get together and file a conjunction against her. So now, and stop her from getting rid of that, and let it be divided if it's anything. Because Lawyer Knights came down there. He made 3 trips down there with his phone. And he asked about, I said, Lawyer Knights, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, I ain't got nothing to do with the rest. I said, but I'm not selling my part of it to get no person off of it. Not like she was. Because she ain't put nothing on there. Not a thing. Mm-hmm. And she done destroyed practice. Plus, she destroyed my father's life. And I don't think it's right to sell the place just to get rid of her. Otherwise, I know, and I'm not going to do it. Not for my part now. Because if she do a part, she don't do but a white part. But like she done destroyed everything. The hog was sold. He ate about 100 head of hogs. Kyle, Mr. John Griffin, he's gone, but his wife is not gone. Miss ain't dead. Mm-hmm. She lived right up here now. And he said he paid $300 for them cows. He had about 100 head of cow. Mm-hmm. So, well, and he said he'd stand in the courthouse in the other house and swear it and prove it. Mm-hmm. So, and now I ain't got now red penny out of nothing. The land, the hogs, the cows. So the Solid Quinn, the leader repo's father, he said he bought the hog. He paid $70-something for the hog. Well, and she said, why don't you go to the bank and call for your claim of your part? So I ain't going to the bank calling for a thing in the world. Because what's for me, I want. I don't want no money. I want for my pounds. Raise us with the help. It ain't but one or two. So I still able to that bank from that later now. Mm-hmm. And call for nothing.
Tell me about the things in the house. On the fireplace.
Oh, we had a sticking dirt chimney. Mother, I've seen my mother, we had roast potatoes. Uh-huh. And I seen my, not my grandmother, another old lady like my grandmother. Cause when my grandmother on my father's side got old, her mind got bad. Mm-hmm. Uncle Major, that's the one this lady was talking about today. Sam, his father, which is my uncle, Major Robin, he's the oldest one. Mm-hmm. He come and got his mother and kept her until she passed. Mm-hmm. And they stayed back on the same side where this store was at, but just a little bit further down, in a log house. Mm-hmm. And she stayed there until they kept her until she passed.
You know, on the fireplace, that open place on the floor.
That's right. That's exactly.
What did you call that?
They called it the fire hood. Mm-hmm. And my brother got one in Bluntstown, but it's a brick. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only thing, brick.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nothing but just, you know, a building around made up from clay. It sticks uh-huh. right on up. But uh-huh. it had a face, you know what I mean? Oh, you could put a piece of wood in there that long. Uh-huh. One of them long, old-fashioned. You might have seen a picture of it. But it was one of these old-fashioned fireplaces. Could take reels and long wood and put it in, oak wood and put it in, keep a fire and warm all night long.
What'd you call those things that you'd put the wood on, if you had something?
Well, we put them on bricks, you know, to call them off. But I know what you're trying to call them. My brother got 2 now. Oh, what is it? Mm-hmm.